The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them, along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say, they were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, the disciples no longer saw anyone, but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. Then they asked him, "Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" He told them, "Elijah will indeed come first and restore all things. Yet how is it written regarding the Son of Man that he must suffer greatly and be treated with contempt? But I tell you that Elijah has come, and they did to him whatever they pleased, as it is written of him." The Gospel of the Lord. We've just, as you remember, broken through that midway point in the Gospel of Mark, and we've seen Jesus claim this title of Messiah. And here, even in this reading, there is still this messiahship theme that runs throughout. And yet that messiahship theme now is being dramatically reformed around Jesus, pointing to more than what the disciples had expected or anticipated. Perhaps for us too. Jesus here is transfigured and is seen the glory of God. Jesus here catches the disciples by surprise. He amazes them. They're astounded. They're flabbergasted. And Peter, showing just how well they're flabbergasted, starts saying silly things. Do we ever find ourselves in that position, confronted with God and not quite having our bearings, not quite knowing perhaps who he is, who he's revealing himself to be for us, say over and against our expectations of what we would like God to be for us? If not, perhaps our view of Jesus, our view of God, is just a little bit too small. So we come before Jesus today, allowing him to be who he is in all his glory, and remember that his glory, although they have here risen on high with Jesus to see the glory of God literally permeate his entire being, that same glory is shown most fully and marvelously in his suffering and death, that glory is shown most marvelously in his service. Jesus is sent by his Father to bring us not merely into all truth, but also to permeate our entire being with his being, that we, like Jesus now, may even radiate the very love of God, not just on high as he sets our lives afire with his love here, but also following back down the mountain into the world to serve with our entire life the needs of the people around us. What is the greatest need but to share the love of God with people? What is the greatest poverty in our age? It is not material poverty. It is poverty of being. It is poverty of relationship, poverty of love, and certainly poverty of God. It's ours, having encountered God on the mountain, to bring the word of God and the life and love of God back down with us as we're sent from here on mission to God's world.